Let's go to Psalm 33, the psalm that we're reading today as we go through the Bible reading schedule. And I want you to turn to verse 21 and 22. We're going to look at the very last two verses in the psalm. And King James says, "For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee." Okay, that's King James. Alrighty. Let's see what New Living says. "In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone." Amen. My hope is not in me. My hope is not in what I can do. My hope is not in my husband. My hope is not in this church. My hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Then all the other things fall into place. From the Passion, it reads, "The Lord alone is our radiant hope." I like that. Not just hope, but our radiant hope. "And we trust in him with all of our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. As we trust, we rejoice with uncontained joy, flowing from Yahweh. So let your love and steadfast kindness overshadow us continually, for we trust and we wait upon you." Amen. I love it. I feel like I'm all wrapped around with his love. How about you? We're going to have a good service this morning, and we're going to stand and we're going to say this verse from the Message translation. "What's more, our heart brim with joy, since we've taken for our own his holy name. Love us, God, with all you've got. That's what we're depending on."
Wow.
Is that the whole thing? Let's say the very last part of God again. "Love us, God, with all you've got. That's what we're depending on." Amen. I'm depending on it. Are you?
Amen.